Hi, everybody. Morning. I'm Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. And Steve Cochran doing your morning drive after 6. I'm with Dan Long. Vic Vaughn is in the news and traffic is Esmeralda Leon. My buddy and producer Dan Shagru will be back tomorrow for Wild Card Wednesday and more. Yeah. All right. I want to talk about aromas and your favorite smells. I have a list here of favorite smells, and this is from the British newspaper. What is the name of this newspaper? Daily Mail. And so it's like a list of the 50 best smells that people love, and then a list of the 20 worst odors. And some people have. And, you know, it's interesting because it's the sense of smell is a very powerful one, really, really powerful. It can evoke memories. You know, without the sense of smell, obviously you can't taste things. And it's a very, very powerful sense. And so we thought we would talk a little bit about that. But the reason why I brought this up is because there's this thing now called smell dating. Don't you think that they should maybe come up with a different name for it?
Aroma?
I don't know. Just like smell dating.
Odiferous.
Odiferous.
Something.
Couplings.
Oh, there you go. Odiferous couplings.
Yeah. That was my radio name back in Champaign. Yeah, odiferous couplings, yeah! Hey, I wonder if Foot Cheese is still alive after blowing up 12,000 balloons since we hit that 12,000 fan mark on our Facebook page. Have you seen Foot Cheese? Because we lock him in the studio.
I think he floated away with all the balloons.
He floated away with all the balloons. Why? Well, because he breathes hydrogen?
Yeah.
Okay.
They go by different rules all of right. science.
Okay, smell dating. You ready?
Yes.
If you find dating apps like Tinder and OkCupid to be a little impersonal, you might consider shoving your nose into a potential partner's dirty clothes before a first date. A new service called Smell Dating strips away all the pesky details like appearance, job, mutual interest, etc., and lets simple biology do the work. To get started, a person looking for love needs to wear a shirt for 3 days without deodorant. Then you mail the shirt to the company where it's cut up into fabric swatches and sent out to potential matches. In return, the sender gets a collection of their own and lets the service know which smells are most appealing to their personal scent palette. If there's a match, the site will provide contact information to both parties, and voila, it's love at first smell. The quirky approach to dating is based off of osmology, the science of smell. Humans give off pheromones or chemical messages that are subconsciously geared to pick mates based on scent. As the team behind the smell dating explains on its website, at smell dating, we understand the metrics of compatibility are chemical. Connection is a matter of intercourse, not interface. The internet has replaced fleshy experience with flat apparitions, avatars, and painstakingly curated profile pictures. Smell dating closes digital distance by restoring your molecular intuition. Our members make connections via deeply intuitive cues, perfected in the ancient laboratory of human evolution. Surrender yourself to a poignant experience of body odor. Smell dating is part of the publishing collective Useless Press. The ongoing series churns out one unique project a month. So there you go. Smell dating. Now, would anybody partake in that? Yeah, send me some cut up shirts of people who wore them for 3 days with no deodorant. Where do you stand on that, Dan?
I'm thinking there's no way they could keep the samples like pure. Like they'd be picking up stuff from the environment of you while you're wearing it for 3 days, and then you're putting it in an envelope, and they would smell like the post office.
What if you went to a fish fry during those 3 days, and you don't usually go to a fish fry?
There you spill like gasoline on your shirt.
Wait a minute.
Where are you going?
I was
going
to say, does that happen to you often, Dan?
No, but sometimes you... Well, it's pumping gas just... and you pull out from the pump and you, you know, it happens
it
to
would
people.
Be one of those
it's
days.
Not, it's not that ridiculous of a scenario.
One of those days where I just pour gas all over my shirt.
Not saying soaked, but the smell is pungent enough where it would stick on the shirt.
Now there's an interesting, do you find gas as a positive or a negative smell?
No, well.
Do you like it or dislike it?
I'm neutral on it, but anything that's overpowering, it makes you sick, you know?
All right. All right, now, Vic, where do you stand on gas? I'm talking about gasoline in terms of odor.
I don't want my date to smell like gas.
Well, do you ever, like Dan, do you ever soak your shirt in gasoline just for the hell of it? No, sir, but what about the smell of gas? Gasoline, Vic, positive or negative?
Oh, I'm neutral like Dan on that.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
Esmeralda?
No, gross.
See, I like it.
I don't like the smell of gasoline.
I do.
Aviation fuel, I like, actually. I would go positive on aviation
You'd
fuel.
You'd go positive
it's
on aviation
The smell.
Oh, yeah. It's very different.
Wow. Definitely different. Just write that note down.
Yeah, because, you know, Dan's got a separate shirt for that. when he's going to spill aviation fuel, he wears a special aviation fuel shirt. Oh, God. All right, smell dating. Pick your partner based on sticking your nose in their three-day-old shirt. Now, Esmeralda, does that sound enticing to you?
You know what? I've tried all those stupid websites,
yeah.
So why not?
All right.
Because I do think there is something about it, because I remember when I've, you know, dated someone and just, you know, you smell their clothes and there's a smell to them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like it's them,
yep.
And it smells kind of nice. And I don't know if that's because you like them already and you have feelings, and then so your brain's just like, no, you should like that smell. Or is it a thing of like, yeah, I like it.
It's a combination.
And then
it's a combination. It's the combination of the two. If you're with somebody who, you know, if you've been with that person a long time, then you do obviously get used to that smell and like it if you like that person. But I think there is something to be said about being attracted to someone's scent. And I'm not talking about, you know, them wearing cologne or perfume or deodorant. Because everybody does have a specific scent. Everybody has a specific aroma about them.
Right. I remember seeing something on TV where they tested it, where they had different men wear shirts, and they gave them to this one, the girlfriend of one guy, and she pinpointed which shirt was his.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely true. You know, they mention osmology in here. That's a real thing. It's absolutely a real thing. The sense of smell is a fascinating thing. I mean, it is fascinating. Immediately, when certain things are smelled, they take you back to a certain time. Like, immediately. It's one of the strongest senses we have, is the sense of smell. And it triggers so much. It triggers memories. It triggers physical feelings, you know?
Although, I'm not too sold on this, because they say they cut the shirt up.
Send out swatches of potential matches to you.
I mean, does a shirt really get... smell everywhere?
I would think so.
You know, like if you get like the tail end at the bottom,
yeah,
it's not going to smell as much as
like
say,
by the neck or by the underarms.
Right.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd be getting
you're not
a
getting
short end of the stick there,
right? You know, you're not getting an accurate example of this person's smell.
Exactly. All right. I would like to know if people like success rates.
Yeah, well, I don't know. This is a new thing. I don't know if anybody has tried it. 312-981-7200
on the website.
And if anybody has gotten some smell dating swatches in the mail, and one of them smells a lot like gasoline, Dan Long sent that one in.
I'm known as Diesel on the smell dating site.
Oh, that's your screen name is Diesel?
Diesel 720.
Right. Were you in the? Were you at the beginning of Zoolander? Were you in that scene at the beginning of Zoolander?
He came up with that whole scene.
Dude, you wrote that scene, didn't
you?
Yeah,
exactly.
I chose the Wham song, but you actually wrote the scene. Hey, spray everybody down with gasoline in that scene. All right, we got a break. We'll come back. What are your favorite scents? I have a list here of smells. What smells are objectionable to you? What smells are really like you really like? Like, for instance, I like the smell of gasoline. I do. It's like that scene in Tommy Boy. Remember the scene in Tommy Boy where he's pumping the gas and David Spade's inside getting directions?
It was a perfect, like, subtle piece of acting from Chris Farley.
He takes his hand and, like, smells it and has that goofy smile on his face. Oh, that movie rules. If there was a 24-hour Tommy Boy channel, I'd watch it. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're talking about smells. Smell dating is this new service. Well, they'll send you some swatches of somebody's shirt to smell. And if you find the smell appealing, they'll give you contact information. You can date them based upon their smell. Now, I have a list here of our favorite smells. According to this British newspaper, they did like a survey. And I got 50 great smells and 20 bad smells, worst odors. All right. Number one on the list. Does anybody want to take a crack at what they think number one on the best smells list is?
Now, are these like gasoline? Like that kind of, it's a weird smell, but you still like it kind of smell?
No. Well, I'm assuming that there's probably some of those are on this list.
Okay, but it can be like any flowers.
Yeah, of course, okay. Absolutely. It's whatever. It's whatever gives off an aroma that, according to this list, we find pleasant or we liked very much.
I'm going to say clean laundry.
Clean laundry,
like cotton.
Number seven. Freshly washed clothes is number seven on the list. That's a nice smell. All right.
My favorite.
Dan, would you take a crack? What do you think is the number one?
I'm thinking, and I just saw this go by on the text line, bacon, cooked bacon.
Number two.
Ooh.
Bacon might be my favorite smell.
That is good, but sometimes you can get like a greasy smell.
I'll take it.
So then it's not good.
No.
There's something.
There is nothing wrong with bacon. There is not one thing wrong with bacon. Clogs your arteries and might kill you. I don't care. There's nothing wrong with bacon. Number one on the list. And by the way, if you want to jump in with your favorite smells, and if they're unusual, you know, like I actually enjoy the smell of gasoline, and so does Tommy Boy, you can text or call us at 312-981-7200 with your favorite smells. Number one on the list. Freshly baked bread.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
No, that is nice.
Yeah. Freshly baked bread.
Every time I get, even if it's frozen bread that's mm-hmm. been baked,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's why you walk into a bakery. You walk into a bakery and you're like,
Yeah, but even Subway.
Yeah. How? You know, what about this? The Subway near my apartment is part of a gas station. So I've got two great. Now, Dan, when you go to a Subway, do you have them dip your bread into gas? Before you,
you know, that's not a thing that they offer.
Well, you can just go out. Wet,
if
please?
You come by my, if you come by my apartment, I got a Subway two blocks away from my front door, and it's part of a gas station, so you could just get your sandwich and go out and turn the hose on.
Oh, that's like a diamond in the rough.
Actually, in that gas station near my apartment, it is a Subway / Dunkin' Donuts.
Isn't there a Church's or a? Is that another one?
By my place?
Yeah.
No. There's no Church's. Church's Chicken?
Or there's a chicken place. It's in the gas station.
Not at by my apartment.
It's at Montrose.
No, I'm at Irving.
Oh, well, it's close enough.
Yeah, but it's not right outside my front door. This one I can...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so...
Well, the one big main street over has chicken.
Yeah, I know where Montrose is. Okay, it's got chicken. No, this one has a Dunkin' Donuts and a Subway. So, all right. So freshly baked bread is number one. Number two is bacon. Number three, freshly cut grass.
Meh.
I like that smell, but I don't smell it very often because I've lived in the city my entire life and I've never really had a lawn to mow or anything. But I will say this, that's part of, I think, what's intoxicating about when you go to Wrigley. Because, there's, you know, Wrigley is a very magical experience, but it involves all the senses, and smell is a big one when you go to Wrigley. I mean, when you go
it's
to
not
Wrigley,
the pee.
It's well, you smell? Well, that's a, there's a pee smell when you there's no question about it when you go into the trough area. There's definitely an overwhelming pee smell, but when you walk into Wrigley, you got hot dogs, you got food, you got beer that you can smell, and when you walk up those steps and you first see the field and inhale, you can smell if it's like in the it's an afternoon game and they just finished doing the field, you can smell that grass. It's good. Number four, coffee.
I have to be in a mood for it.
That's pretty high, I think, on the list. Dandy, are you a big fan of the coffee smell?
Yeah, I like the coffee smell, especially if you get, like, some of the more expensive, like, gourmet blends that I don't drink, but you get the – those give off a real nice aroma.
I love the smell of coffee, and I used to – because I used to drink coffee. I haven't had a cup of coffee. I can't remember the last time I had a cup of – well, 13 years. That's when I stopped caffeine. 13, stop caffeine and nicotine on the same day. That was a real smart move. Lost many friends because of that, because I was not a nice guy to be around. But coffee is still, I love the smell of coffee. The number five is cakes baking in an oven.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the top five. Cakes baking in an oven. Number four is coffee. Number three is freshly cut grass. Number two is bacon. And number one, freshly baked bread. It's kind of amazing how four of those five are food related, because it just makes your mouth water and stuff. It does, absolutely. Okay, your favorite smells, 312-981-7200, and you ever have you ever dated anybody because you went, hey, I like you? 312-981-7200. News is next on WGN. Morning. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here till 5 every morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And we're talking about smells, your favorite smells, and smelling people, then dating them.
That sounds real creepy, like you're just going around on the CTA. Like,
hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I just want to smell you for a minute, see if we should go to Red Lobster.
Hey, you know, somebody posted on our show page, our Facebook page, and I really hope it's real, but somebody posted on there, they were like, I don't know if they were a teacher or what, but they were doing like a little survey in this, in what appears to be like a classroom setting.
Okay.
And the students had to write answers to these questions on this survey. And judging by the writing, there's no details about, you know, the age of the students or the details about why the survey was being done or in fact, whether it was in a school or not. But they posted a picture of an example of one of the answers to the question. And judging by the printing, it looks like somebody who couldn't be more than 10.
Okay.
You know, judging by the way it's printed.
Mm-hmm.
10, 11 years old. And the question was things not to do on a first date. What is something that you should not do on a first date was the question. And this is just stunning to me that this was in there. But the answer that one of the kids wrote was go see Dead Ringers. And that's my...
That's fake.
I think it's fake, too. But, like, you know, just to get somebody who could copy, like, a 10-year-old writing.
Well, you can do that now. There's so many fonts.
But I think that that's hilarious if that's, like, if somebody out there actually. Or maybe it's a kid who listens to this show.
Yeah.
And heard my story.
2 to 5 a.m.
Heard my story. I got a lot of kids who listen to the show. That girl Jasmine calls in, like, every Friday.
Right, but she's 17.
No, she's not 17. She's, like, 13. Something
what?
Like that. Yeah, she's like 13 or 14.
She was older.
No.
Huh. Well.
So anyway, somebody sent that and posted it. If it's fake, it's still funny. I don't care.
Right.
It's like, go see Dead Ringers. I wonder if she, the woman who I took to see that movie on our first date, I wonder if she enjoyed my smell.
Well, no, right? Because you didn't
Well, she didn't. She may have enjoyed my smell, but she just didn't like the fact that I took her to see dead ringers. I could have smelled like Chris Hemsworth, and it wouldn't have mattered at that point.
You think? I think it would be. There would be a difference there.
Yeah. No. I'm saying, if I had the most unbelievable smell coming off my body, that is the most attractive smell to women ever.
It would not matter
because I took her to see dead ringers.
The movie just repels.
Oh yeah, have you seen it?
No.
Dan, have you seen Dead Ringers?
I have not.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
First of all, it's a David Cronenberg movie. That's number
one. Okay,
that's number one. That's you don't take women or on a first date to see a David Cronenberg movie. Number two is that it's about drug-addicted twin gynecologists who do weird things to women.
Awesome.
And I took a first date to see that movie. I did. On a first date, I took a girl to see Dead Ringers. And the kicker is I had already seen it, and I took her as like a test. Like, if she likes this movie, then she's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And clearly she was
pass the test?
No, God, she hated the movie.
Did she make it to the end of the movie?
She did make it to the end of the movie.
Okay.
I drove her home, never heard from her again.
Oh, no, you got ghosted.
Yeah. And this was in 1988 when ghosting didn't really exist.
You got 1988 ghosted.
But see, you know, that was me in my 20s when I was a jerk. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, yeah, man, I'm not going to date this chick unless she likes dead ringers. I don't care how good she smells. All right. Here are some choices from our listeners for smells.
Oh, okay.
269 says, my husband likes the smell of skunk.
Oh, well, I mean, some people do.
I didn't know this when we got when we got married. But I can understand some people like unusual smells. Like, I like the smell of tar.
No.
I do. You don't like the smell of anything.
I like the smell of rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol. Now, Dan, you ever pour that on your shirts?
No. Covers up the gasoline
that's
stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's not as, you know, you don't want to mix the two. 815 says, as a kid, I used to love it when my dad would smoke his pipe. That's a very distinctive smell, especially if you've got, like, the flavored...
Yeah, I love tobacco in all its forms.
Yeah, the smell of it, yeah.
I like the smell when someone first lights... I think it's more the match.
The sulfur.
Maybe, I like, but it's either that or the first light of a cigarette.
Yeah. There's well, I think a lot of that has to... I think a lot of that has to do with the sulfur in the match.
Is it not?
Are you talking
smell.
Specifically matches?
I think it's with from a match.
Yeah, because that's sulfur.
But there's a smell there, like, ooh.
Yeah.
But then after that, there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Well, you know, when I used to bartend, and you've gone through this
yeah.
as somebody who bartended, you, in fact, well, when you were bartending, did the smoking ban already? Was
No, but I was a...
You were a patron.
Patron.
Okay. You worked, and I worked, in two of the smelliest, smokiest bars.
Oh, yeah.
The Hungry Brain, you worked at the Hungry Brain.
Yes.
I worked at Simon's in Andersonville. And there was a time when, I'm not kidding, those were the two smokiest bars in the city.
No, the walls were kind of brown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same thing same thing at Simon's.
At the end of its run, they were very... And I had seen pictures of it before when it first opened. I was like, wow, the walls are so clean.
I'm telling you, man. I remember there were nights in both of those bars, in Hungry Brain and in Simon's, when it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I remember going and just being like, well, whatever I'm wearing, I can't wear it again.
But that's the thing, though. You get home, and I noticed this a lot more after I quit smoking. You know, like, I would work at the bar when I was a smoker. I would work at the bar, and I'd smoke in the bar and whatever, and it wouldn't, you know, I'd get home and be fine. When I quit smoking and I would come home, I would take my shirt off and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing how your sense of smell is completely dulled when you smoke, like completely. Like, it affects, that's, you know, it's amazing to me, I got to say this, how many chefs smoke? Like, how many really good chefs smoke?
And you think their food would just taste like nothing.
Exactly. Like, it affects your taste buds. There's no question about it.
Maybe like, for them, it
like
affects
Anthony,
them in a good way.
Anthony Bourdain, a great chef, knows his food, very cool guy, smokes like a chimney. And I know a lot of chefs who smoke. I've never really understood that.
Yeah. Who knows?
847 loves the smell of rain.
Oh, no, because I equate that with worms. So whenever it rains, so like later on when it rains, I'll walk outside. I'll be like, it smells like worms.
I think that's your problem. I think that's specifically a problem of yours.
Because when it rains, all those worms are everywhere.
I know what happens in nature. All right. 773 area code enjoys the smell of gunpowder. Do you remember, you're too young to remember caps?
No, yeah.
The little string, the red little string of caps. You get like a rock and, put them in a cap gun and stuff. Mm-hmm. Used to love that smell.
It's probably the same smell of those bomb things that you would throw
down. Snap and Pops.
Yes.
Yeah,
Snaps or whatever.
Snap and Pops, they were called. All right. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Like the little little tissue you throw them.
Right. Throw them at people's feet.
We had that in in a play that I directed called Win Place or Show. It took place at Arlington Racetrack, and it was just a bunch of guys in it. It was basically penis jokes and beer jokes for 2 hours, and it all took place at Arlington Racetrack, and it was a smash hit.
Oh.
And at one point, our group of guys, I was in it as well, and our group of characters, our nemesis, a nemesis group of characters are these frat boy morons who show up. And at one point, we get into a verbal argument with them that almost leads to fisticuffs, and they get so mad at us, they're like, "Shut up, man!" And they get mad, and they start throwing Snap and Pops at us and run off the stage.
Like that they carry Snap and Pops.
Yeah, they carried Snap and Pops with them, and they just throw them. And then we're standing there, and they throw a bunch of Snap and Pops at us, and they run off stage. First of all, the audience would roar because it was just so stupid that these guys who were in their 20s and 30s would throw Snap and Pops at somebody and then run. And then the entire room would fill up with that smell.
Yeah.
So here's Jerry on WGN. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
In the fall, the smell of burning leaves, and live a couple blocks away from the General Mills plant.
Oh, yeah.
And on Tuesday and Wednesday, you get the smell of Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That's good stuff. Real good stuff. Yeah, burning leaves, you don't get to smell as much anymore because I think a lot of suburbs have passed.
Yeah, it's kind of illegal.
It's illegal to burn your leaves now in a lot of places. So that smell isn't as big as it used to be.
You can go to Joliet.
In Joliet, you can do it.
You can smell it there.
Go to J-Town, Jerry. All right, thanks, man. 312-981-7200.
You know, he was talking about the Cocoa Puffs. We have the Blommers.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate Factory. Oh, yeah. So, and I ride my bike along Elston and Milwaukee through there.
Yeah.
And you smell. So I get Blommers, and then further down you get the bread place. What is it?
The what place?
The bread place. It's on Milwaukee. Granola.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, granola. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That fantastic chocolate smell.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually an app that you can download on your phone that tracks the smell.
Oh, so you can. Well, I just go so right can, next
but,
to
but,
the
but during the factory. During the day though, like it's at different points in the mm-hmm. day, it's stronger. And there's actually an app where you can go, where's the chocolate smell now? And like if you want, drive to it and smell it.
Funny enough, never had a Blommers. Never eaten Blommers chocolate.
No, smell it every day.
Yeah.
You know, when we're done here. When our show is done, and Dan and I, ride in and leave together, right around the time when we're finishing up here after the show, which is usually, we're usually here for another 45 minutes or so after we're done, and that's when they start cooking the bacon across the street at
Purple Pig?
No.
The corner
Billy Goat.
The goat.
Oh.
Yeah. So we go downstairs to the parking lot. You walk outside, you go downstairs to the parking lot, it's like, nothing but bacon underneath Wacker Drive, which is a nice way to cover up the usual smells of Wacker Drive.
You get a pretty good bacon pork smell from the Purple Pig, too, mid-afternoon.
Yeah. I live near Smoke, the barbecue place. And I'm not kidding, man. There are days when I can smell it from right around my apartment.
No, I live two doors down from a rotisserie chicken place. It is heaven and hell.
I know.
Because it smells so good.
I had a friend, because I used to live in Andersonville. I don't know if the KFC is still there in Andersonville. I think it's gone. Andersonville, there was a Jewel's, and then there was a KFC. No, I think the KFC's gone. It was a KFC. Yeah. It was on Berwyn, maybe, between Clark and Ashland. It was like where Clark and Ashland were only.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, that's gone. But I used to go there all the time, KFC. And my friend lived right on the street. Right down the street from the KFC, he said every morning, without question, he would wake up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, his entire apartment would smell like KFC.
Oh, man. Yeah, mine smells like chicken. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, man. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trip Tower here till 5. I want to thank Dan Long for sitting in this morning.
You know it.
And I want to thank Elif for sitting in yesterday. Dan Shugrue will be back tomorrow just in time for Wild Card Wednesday.
Or Wham Wednesday.
Or Wham Wednesday, which I would, of course, prefer, as you know.
We should do that to him.
He hates Wham.
Like, it's Wham. Yeah. We agreed yesterday.
Yeah, you weren't here.
We took it to a vote.
Dan Long said what should be Wham Wednesday.
Now, I want no responsibility for Wham Wednesday.
All right, we're talking about fresh, great smells. Let me fly down some more on this list. Now, keep in mind, this is from a British newspaper, so some of the wording might be a little bit different.
Okay.
Like the next one is the seaside.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly washed clothes, which you mentioned. A Sunday roast.
So that I mean, means yeah.
Yeah.
Some meat in an oven.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Fish and chips. Fresh flowers.
Yeah.
A real Christmas tree.
Yeah, that is nice.
Roses. Is one of my favorite. Vanilla. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I guess.
Scented candles.
clearly.
Clearly. Well, you know, off the air, I happen to purchase
a lot of scented candles.
Veronica Carter here in the newsroom. She does the news on the weekends here on WGN. She makes scented candles.
Yeah. No, they're nice.
They're fantastic. Nice. And so I buy them all the time. Log fires.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender.
Mm. What?
Nothing. Lemon.
Yes.
Chocolate. Barbecue. Cinnamon. Babies.
Sounds a little weird.
Yeah, hopefully not with a loaded diaper.
Apparently, they smell like stuff, right? Like their heads?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never really smelled a baby.
New car.
That is nice.
Yes, it is. Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly washed hair.
Yeah.
Coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly cleaned house. I have no idea what that smells like.
It just...
No, I know. I'm just.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to, like, what would.
It's the cleaning.
It's like a nothing.
But no, you can still smell, like, the residue of whatever cleaning fluids that you use. It kind of makes everything a little fresher. There's less dust.
Guess. I'm thinking when you open windows and.
Yeah.
Everything gets aired out.
Leather.
I'm not a big fan.
I am. The baseball glove? Mm. Rain, as was mentioned before. Aftershave. Now, they don't say specifically what kind of aftershave.
Right. But that is nice.
Yeah, depending, unless you soak in it, unless a guy pours a half a gallon out of it.
I still know him, but he had the best smell. He smelled, we figured it out what it was because I would go up to him and go, you smell really good. I mean, he was my friend, so it was fine. It was a combo of Tide, and then I think he's wearing some sort of Old Spice deodorant.
Yeah.
He smelled so good.
Okay. All right. new carpets, marzipan, popcorn. Popcorn's a good one. When you go to a movie theater,
that's
man.
Really more the fake butter, isn't it?
I don't know, man. Whatever it is, especially at the Music Box, man. Music Box, you go in there and smell that popcorn. That's good. And the Century at Clark and, for some reason, at Clark and Diversey, the theater, the Landmark Century,
mm-hmm.
you walk in, it's a mall, and it's on like the sixth floor or something.
Yeah.
You get up to around the fourth floor. You're like, oh, man. And there are times when I've gone to that theater and I was like, when I walked in, I wasn't hungry. I didn't want anything. And I'm literally in the theater for 45 seconds and I'm like, I have to get a bag of popcorn.
Well, I think that's their trick.
It's the whole reason they do it. So, okay, hang on. I think Steve Grzanich is here. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I have lots of questions.
Okay.
First of all, if you're married to somebody who likes to smell skunk, how does that play out? Do you have like a pet skunk or do you have like a scratch and sniff skunk thing that you hang in your car?
I'm not sure. I think it actually plays out in divorce.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. And so I got another thing too for you. You said you like the smell of popcorn.
I do.
I don't know how they figured this out, but this week scientists reported that the bear cat, its urine smells like popcorn. Buttered popcorn. Not just popcorn, but buttered popcorn.
Time to get me a bear cat.
Yeah. So I thought that would be a good time to promote my new podcast on WGN Plus, which is called What's Up. It's all about science.
Oh, okay.
But, I thought I'd get you a bear cat. That way you could smell buttered popcorn
sure,
all the time.
Sure, just have pee all over the house.
How would you like to have that job, smelling every animal's urine?
Yeah, that sounds like a good job. Jeez.
Well, coming up in the opening bell, we're going to be talking about recycling. Earth Day is right around the corner, and one of the big car makers is actually doing a pretty good job of recycling bottles. Plastic bottles, you'll never guess what they're using them for. The recycled bottles. And then also, the Afghanistan region has produced the most poppies it's ever produced. And people here in the United States, especially law enforcement and health advocates, are worried that that's going to mean a further explosion of heroin use. We'll address those coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Are you ready for the list of the worst odors, according to this
list? Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Number one, bins, which would be garbage cans. Number two, drains.
Ugh, yeah.
Number three, body odor.
Yes.
Number four, sewage.
Gosh.
Five, vomit.
Oh.
Six, rotten milk. Seven, rotting food.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, public toilets.
Oh, gosh.
Nine, nappies or diapers.
Right.
10, old trainers. Why would you smell your old shoes, your old gym shoes?
You know what? I want to say that could kind of be a weird, like bad, good smell. Not other people's, mm-hmm. but yours. You kind of like just smell and go, oh, that's rank. But I kind of dig it in a weird way.
Number 11, feet.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
Here's the thing, though. You know, dogs' paws smell like Cheetos.
No, Fritos.
Fritos, yeah, Fritos. Dogs' paws smell like Fritos.
Yeah, so do cats.
Not as much, though. Dogs more.
Yeah, it's faint. But
dogs
it's
more so. But you can smell it on a cat as well.
Yeah.
But the paws of animals smell like Fritos.
Now
I mentioned this on the air before, years ago.
People are going to text that and like, why are you smelling your animals?
But that's
paws?
But what I'm saying is
they
now
smell like Fritos.
But now I say this on the air, and this happened a bunch of years ago. I said that dogs' paws smell like Fritos, mm-hmm. and someone called in. A bunch of people called in and said, you know what? You got me up in the middle of the night, and I went and smelled my dog's paws,
and they
smell like Fritos. So I'm picturing a bunch of people now at 5 o'clock in the morning getting out of bed and smelling their dog's paws.
Come here, Sparky.
Come here. I got to smell your paws.
He's just like, oh, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Not again. and then morning breath, garlic breath, exhaust fumes, locker rooms, blue cheese. I love the smell of blue cheese.
I like stinky cheeses.
And bleach.
Yeah, bleach is pretty rank.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, stinky cheese, though. Some
I like
camembert.
It. Are you kidding? I love it. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
You mean Wham Wednesday.
And Wham Wednesday. That's right. Because Dan Long said so.
Yep.
No.
If not, he was going to drop a match on one of his shirts.